Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thanks to Olin Krutz for being available and coming to hang out with me and talk about the nice things that Kyle Long said about him and how Kyle believes that Olin has been crucial into his transition from playing football to not playing football. If you want to hear the entire interview, wherever you get your podcast, just search Under Center Podcast and you will see the latest episode that I did with Kyle Long. I'm telling you, later on tonight, maybe this weekend, when you have some loose ducats, some loose minutes, it's worth your time. You're really, really going to enjoy how real and raw that conversation is. I'm in a different spot here in the studio. Usually, I'm on the other side of a table. But today, I'm sitting here in the passenger seat because Danny Parkins is solo today on McNeil and Parkins.
That's true, Lawrence. You want to hang out for 4 hours or are you busy?
Well, I mean, we have to do the show podcast after this.
Oh, well.
So.
Well, I mean, afterwards, feel free. Come back in. I can hang.
Come back in and hang out.
As much as you want. Open door, man. Oh. I got no co-host today. So if you want to do 4 more hours, 3 more hours, 3 more minutes, 2 more hours, whatever you want to do.
Well, you come bearing news of a Lebowski sequel?
I do. I'm happy to talk about that with you. It's not a sequel, and I'm not even sure if the Coen...
It's something in the Lebowski universe.
Yeah, so the Coen brothers have not signed off on this as an official spinoff because they are not involved, but they did allow John Turturro to write and direct using his character of Jesus Quintana from The Big Lebowski. And so this has been in the works in the Big Lebowski universe and ecosystem for a long, long time. And it's coming out in February. And the trailer just dropped a couple of hours ago.
Really?
The IMDb ratings are horrendous, but I don't know who's really gotten a chance to see it, but I'm seeing here release date of February 28th, which is really late for a first trailer to come out. So my guess is this
is terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
But you got Christopher Walken in this movie. You got Susan Sarandon in this movie. You've got Pete Davidson in this movie. Like, you've got real people with real roles.
And Turturro's an incredible actor.
Yeah, and Bobby Cannavale is in the movie. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. So yeah, it's a real cast with a real fan base built in. And the trailer, I gotta be honest, doesn't look very good. Does not look good.
Oh, that makes me sad.
But I will see it.
There are times when I feel like there's some stuff that I do think is helped by going forward and exploring the universe, and some stuff needs to be left alone. Like, for example, I cannot wait for Better Call Saul to come back.
Yeah, Better Call Saul is amazing, and El Camino was very, very good, and obviously Breaking Bad is one of the greatest shows ever. But why Better Call Saul works so well is because everything's the same, right? It's the same writers, directors, cinematographers,
backdrop,
shooting location, and it happened right after the show ended. So, you know, it's not like the actors are that much older that you have to suspend disbelief for a prequel. Just a little bit of touch up for makeup, and all of a sudden Bob Odenkirk looks slightly younger.
Yeah, but he's so good.
Oh, he's incredible. I'm not minimizing it. I'm just saying it's the perfect way to do a spinoff.
And adding like McKeon into that, like that. I wasn't sure what to expect when it opened up. And I was like, I'm going to give this a go because I loved Breaking Bad.
Yeah, of course.
And I got to tell you, I've actually enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Breaking Bad. Except for the last season of Breaking Bad, which to me, Ozymandias is my favorite piece of television ever.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, what I always say about it is it's the only show that I've ever seen where each season is better than the last. Like, that show truly went out on top. 5 was better than 4, which was better than 3, which was better than 2, which was better than 1. And It was an incredible piece of television, and it's the first true binge show, right? It did okay on AMC in season one, did okay in season two, then seasons one and two went on Netflix, and season three was a juggernaut. So that's why the AMC-Netflix relationship is so good there.
The ratings are not enormous. You'd be surprised how small the ratings are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike. But yeah, it's I normally say stay away from the classics, but, you know, have you seen Bad Boys 3 yet?
Yeah, it's better than Bad Boys 1.
See, I liked Bad Boys 1, I loved Bad Boys 2, and I just haven't seen Bad Boys 3 yet.
Although, I didn't get to see the ending.
You didn't get to see the ending of Bad Boys 3?
Correct.
Why'd you leave the theater?
Because the theater went off. So I went and saw the movie in Chatham. I talked about this on an episode of Blowhole Daily.
Sorry,
I'm not saying that you missed it. I'm saying that for people who did miss it.
Yeah, okay. What happened?
So every now and again, since I'm a Southsider, I like to spend my money on the South Side. And Mel and I, we love Block 37. We usually will go and watch movies there if we can, but it's a small theater and it fills up pretty fast. So we were surprised. It's like, man, I thought that I was like the only one who was anticipating Bad Boys 3. I thought I was going to get to watch it and it was going to make like $35 million. And we were all just going to walk away happy. That's
got a pretty big built-in fan base. And those two actors carry some punch, man.
They do. But considering the openings of some of Will's movies over the last few years.
True.
So anyway,
yeah.
That was filled. River East was filled. 600 North Michigan was filled. I was like, man, they're going to be number one this weekend. Chatham over on 87th Street off of the Dan Ryan wasn't filled. We go there. I saw both Avengers movies there. So I was like, let's go there. Let's go to Chatham. We're in the movie. The movie goes off. Probably about 50 minutes in, the movie goes off. And it was fun, like, being in Chatham and watching my people react to something like that.
Well, the black theater experience is different than the white theater experience.
It's 100% different.
Yeah.
So then the movie comes back on, but now it's out of sync.
Ooh, sound and video not lining up.
It's only about a second, but it's enough notice.
Yeah.
It's enough that you notice it, so the movie goes off again. So I'm like, okay, well, now they're going to fix this whole thing and we're going to see it. So then Mel gets up. So Mel's the only white person in the theater. She gets up and the couple that's sitting next to us goes, Is your wife going to go talk to the manager? And I was like, of course.
Right. Karen's going to talk to the manager.
Karen's going to go talk to the manager. I was like, no, she's just going to the bathroom. So then this guy comes back in and he's like, oh, they said the movie's going to be back on. So the movie comes back on. It's back in sync. Everything's fine. There's 13 minutes left in the movie. Oh. They are at the climax scene in the movie where something is getting ready to be revealed.
Sure.
And it's going to change everything. And the movie goes off again.
Oh.
So now I'm like, this is crazy. What do we do? And Mel goes, well, let's just wait it out because the last one wasn't. Guy comes back in and he goes, the movie's not coming back on. The manager locked himself in the office. You got to go to the front to get refunds. And I was like, so we're done? And he's like, yeah, we're done. You can just go home. It's not coming back on.
Oh, that's unacceptable. I mean, refund is one thing. How about comps? You got to come out ahead.
So
that's insane.
I think Mel got the tickets through Fandango, so she was dealing with Fandango.
Let me get this in real quick. You're listening to WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station. NBA trade deadline has come and gone. Nothing's happened for the Bulls.
So we're sitting there going, do we sneak into another theater? Because there were a bunch of places showing it inside of chat. I'm like, do we just sneak in and go watch the end of this thing? So we went into another one, and it was probably like an hour left in that version of it, but there was no place for us to sit because it was full. So then we walk out into the lobby, and God bless the people that were working there outside of the manager at the Chatham Theater on 87th, because they were like, we're really sorry. Here's a voucher for another movie.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for coming. And I mean, people are lined up and hot. And this woman locked herself in the box office and never came out. So we just,
wow.
We were like, let's just bounce.
So you still don't know how it ends?
No. So like then I was calling, and I don't want to know texters.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the beginning.
So I then started like, well, I know some people in Hollywood.
Sweet, so humble brag.
I started texting a couple friends of mine. I said, listen, this is a really weird request.
Yeah.
If you have a digital copy of Bad Boys, you can get me through SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate it. And I was telling the story. I didn't get it. I don't have that much juice.
All right. So but you tried to call in the favor.
I tried to call in a favor and that's it hilarious. Didn't work. So now it's, how do we go about this? Do we go watch the entire movie over again, or do we buy tickets and just roll in with like a half an hour left?
Yeah, I think you use your voucher for another movie, but you do it where you time it out, where you just got to look at what's playing at the theater. Say you want to go see whatever you want to see.
7:40.
Yeah, right. You want to go see a movie at 7. A Bad Boys 3 is starting at 7:40.
Oh, I didn't think about doing it that way.
So you go watch a movie that you haven't seen. Be sure you line up the end times, your movie ends, and then you jet in for the last 30 minutes of Bad Boys 3. So then you actually get to see a new movie, and then you get to catch the ending of the Bad Boys.
That's not a bad idea, Danny. That's actually really helpful. And the texture, yes.
Snuck into a movie or two in my day.
Studio Movie Grill in Chatham, yes. And I feel bad. Like, as someone, like, I rep the South Side hard.
Sure.
Like, I live on the South Side. So wanting to spend my money on the South Side when I can is a big deal to me.
That's just a bad South Side opportunity. Could have happened on the North Side.
It would not have happened
on the North Side. Probably would not have.
I can almost guarantee you that there may be a couple of pockets on the North Side where it may have happened. But let's be real.
It could have happened.
No one's walking out of the AMC River East 21. It's not happening there. It's not happening at Block 37, 600 North Michigan, whatever Webster Place. Yeah. It's not happening there.
I didn't say it was likely to happen on the North Side. I said it could have happened on the North Side. But I also can assure you that the crowd reaction on the North Side would not have been nearly as funny as the crowd reaction on the South Side.
That was the one saving grace.
Of course it was.
From it is that the interaction, people thinking that my wife is Karen.
That's hilarious.
That was funny to me.
That is funny to me, too.
And when the dude walked back in and was like, they ain't giving, she locked herself in the box office. I was like, this is the most South Side bleep ever in life right here.
What was the most outlandish reaction from someone who was a patron?
Oh, hey! No.
That's okay. Yeah, that's standard. That's standard.
Oh, hell no is the baseline level. That's what
right.
Lawrence, don't act. I know you haven't forgotten about the old Lincoln Village theaters up on the North Side. Rest in peace.
Well, like I said, there are pockets on the North Side where something like that happens. But as a general rule, I mean, there's a couple of places that.
So do you like Bad Boys 2 like I like Bad Boys 2?
No.
Okay, because I claim it's one of the greatest sequels of all time.
But I will tell you that there's a couple of great callbacks to Bad Boys 2 that if you're a fan of the franchise, you're going to really enjoy.
I've seen Bad Boys 1 probably close to 10 times. I've seen Bad Boys 2 probably close to 25 times. The opening scene of Bad Boys 2, where they're undercover and they break up the Klan rally and then the radio's broken, is one of the funniest scenes in action movie history.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Everything about that movie is hilarious. When he takes the girl, his daughter, to prom, hilarious. Dan Marino's car that they jack up, hilarious.
Dan, back up. Get out.
Yeah. Dan Marino should definitely buy this car. Well, not this car, because I'm going to F this one up. Like that is just a Gabrielle Union's prime. Like that is a strong, strong film.
So I would tell you that you're going to love Bad. You're not going to like it. You're going to love Bad Boys 3.
If I didn't have things going on in my life right now that complicated going to the movies, I promise you I would have seen it already. I was really excited when they announced that movie was coming out. I love the Bad Boys franchise.
630 Texas says, Lawrence, tell your Avengers Black Theater experience. Okay, so went to go see Avengers there, went to go see Infinity War there, went to go see Endgame there. In Infinity War, there's a scene where Captain America comes out of the shadows. He's been missing. He's got a full beard now, like all of this stuff. And I don't know if you know this, but Chris Evans, good with the sisters. Real good with the sisters.
I mean, yeah, he's good with everybody, but yeah, that checks out.
So he comes onto the screen, and this woman goes, "With your fine ass." And the whole theater started cracking up.
That's awesome.
Now here's some fun that you can have with this. You can look this up on Twitter.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Chris Evans getting the number of a black woman.
I'm in.
It is.
Oh, I've seen it.
His swag.
I've seen it.
Is on 100 million.
It's Travis Kelce on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm aware.
I mean, this is back in like the flip phone days, but just Google Chris Evans getting black woman's number.
I remember that video. That's hilarious. Can I tell you my first black movie theater experience?
In Kansas City?
No, I was 15.
Did you go to Chatham?
No, I was 15, probably 14. Whenever Run Tell That came out, the Martin Lawrence stand-up special that released in theaters, me and my buddy took the train down from Glencoe. We're like huge Martin Lawrence fans from, I don't even remember what comedy had been out, like a movie that we had seen him in. We're like, we got to see this movie. The stand-up looks hilarious. We didn't know we were going. Like, we'd never been to white theater, black theater. We had just started going to movies alone, and we were like, all right, we get to go. We're going to go see Martin Lawrence's stand-up special. Go into the theater, and only white people in there, and there were people two rows behind us that they didn't sneak food into the movie. They snuck a picnic into the movie.
Yeah, meal.
I mean, I'm talking plates.
You know how much that popcorn costs?
Silverware, a blanket.
That popcorn costs a lot.
And just the conversation. I was like, this is the greatest. And so ever since then, you know, just got to sneak your candy into the movie. It was a lesson.
Yeah, you learn some things.
Yeah, sneak a burrito in from Chipotle in your coat pocket. When I saw Fork and Knife in a movie theater, I was like, this is living.
Do you even have to sneak stuff in now? Like, can they stop you from bringing stuff in? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And I think they want you to pay.
No, they do.
They definitely do.
1,000% markup.
And trust me, like, I actually do, like, Block 37. Like, I love being fancy. And are we going to have dinner while we're watching the movie? Cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally down for that. Not that they don't have that at Chatham. They do. And the servers there were super nice. It's just the movie didn't work.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I just hate scary movies, but Carrington, my old co-host in Kansas City, black dude, he'd always try to get me to go see, because he'd get comps and screeners to go see movies. And he's like, you got to come see this scary movie. He's like, you haven't seen a movie at a black theater until you've seen a scary movie at a black theater. I'm like, Carrington, I don't like scary movies on my couch. So
yeah,
that's going to be wasted on me. But he says that is the true black theater experience.
And now, like, Chris Rock and Samuel L. that are doing, like, in the Saw universe? I think they're doing a movie inside the Saw universe.
Yeah, it's a Saw like reboot or retool that they're doing.
Okay, I didn't know about that, but I've never been a big scary movie guy, so that's something that I can never say that I've seen. But he reenacted it for me, and it sounds pretty hilarious.
Speaking of Samuel L., and I'll just leave you with this: same theater, Chatham. Like, I go to Chatham to watch a lot of movies.
Yeah,
went to go see Star Wars Episode 3 there. Okay, so this is when everything turns, where things go bad, where Anakin Skywalker, spoiler alert, when he starts to get onto the road to being Darth Vader, and he has the scene where Mace Windu is about to do some stuff to him, and they're like, you can't kill him, and he's like, he deserves to die, like, we have to do this, he's gonna kill the Emperor, and Anakin cuts his arm off, and he falls out the window. And someone yelled, why the brother gotta die? And I was like, this is the best Star Wars experience ever. All right, so now I'm done. Have fun with your show. I'm sorry that I ate up all of this time.
No, I invited you back for 4 hours. Come back after your podcast if you want.
I am glad that people went and looked at the video. This texter says the swag that is dripping off Chris Evans in that video. I'm telling you. Chris Evans gets black woman's number. Look up the video. I'm telling you, on 100,000 trillion.
Texter says, Parkins, you got to watch The Boondocks. Like, I haven't seen The Boondocks. The show's incredible.
Yeah, they keep talking about it coming back, and I'm like,
it's got to come back with Magruder, right?
If he's in Aaron Magruder, involved,
right?
It does. And I mean, now you're going to get Oscar winner Regina King to come back and do those voices?
And Granddad, yeah, I know. But that show.
Yeah, John Witherspoon's died. Yeah.
So, but that I hadn't seen that until, I didn't see it live when it came out, but I got into it probably a couple of years after the fact. That show is brilliant.
We snuck 4 Cheesecake Factory cheesecakes into the theater. That's great.
Maybe we'll do that on the show today. It'll help with my Bulls anger, Lawrence. Thank you. Have a good podcast.
Thank
Again,
you.
Doors open if you want to, but I'm getting the vibe that he's leaving.
I 15 minutes. You did the whole Black Theater thing.
How much
more do you want me to do?
It was an open invitation.
I can't do no more.
All right, fine. I'll see you later.
Tanny, get the cape. I'll just do all the James Brown stuff, and I got to get out of here.
All right, he's got things to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.